Hi guys, Kemiola here. Welcome to another episode of the What to the Weary podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm basically this random internet person who just shares my experiences with you. So if you're just tired, like the name implies, What to the Weary. If you're tired, weary, stressed about life, and you know, life isn't life in these days, I need someone to tell you, like, you're chill, you're good. And if you don't feel good, these are the lessons I learned that helped me feel better. Yeah, I'm that person. So it's just like, this is random encouragement, rest, good vibes, good energy, banter, all of that, all the good stuff. So welcome. And if this is not your first time here, super glad you listened and came back, or watched and came back to get some more of this. I don't know why, but I'm really grateful to see you again. I'm really happy to see you again. So welcome. And yeah, let's just get to it. Today, by the title, you already know, I'm going to talk about, you know, the routine of prayer, prayer as a lifestyle. One of the biggest things that I've learned to do recently is pray. And I know it sounds weird to say that, because I say a lot about how I was literally raised in church, you know, like, at some point it was the thing I boasted about the most. Like, I've been in the workforce since I was 3. Like, it was a badge of honor, you know. Yes, but I sincerely think I recently just learned how to pray. And the reason for this is because, you know, prior to independent believing in God, independent worship, which I wasn't doing before, it was all my interactions with God, every aspect of my relationship with God was based on things that parents had taught me, that being in church had taught me. And let me tell you something, guys, I was in church a lot. I mean, in a week, I did not go to church only on Mondays. I had that phase where Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday to Sunday, all the way, I was in church every day, you know, and serving, worshiping, studying, growing, all that stuff. So yeah, that was a great experience because I learned so much, you know, and a lot of it formed the foundation for my getting to know God better. But after that, something that I realized was I didn't know how to pray. And that was because I had a different inclination of what prayer is. So to me, prayer was going to God with my requests. For the longest time, prayer has always been that. So when I'm like, I want to pray, I just, you know, find time, schedule time, maybe at dawn, like I set an alarm so I can wake up at 3 a.m., 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. and just ask God, God, I want this and this and this and this. And, you know, as I grew, you know, when you grow, the beautiful thing about adulthood is, beyond freedom, right? Because a lot of the excitement around adulthood is being free. Like, I want to be able to make decisions. I want to be able to do whatever I like. But beyond that, right, it is the reintroduction to yourself that you need, right? So one thing that happened with my first reintroduction to myself was this thing that we do in Nigeria, the service year, right? Is this thing where after school, after graduation, you serve your country for 1 year, similar to military service in Korea, but not as intense, not as serious, because here both men and women do it, right? And so in my service year, I remember being alone so much that I ran out of thoughts. As someone who identifies as, you know, having the habit of overthinking, I ran out of thoughts, which is a rare thing for me. I'm also crazy about books. I mean, these are all mine, so I'm crazy about books. I have some more. And I got bored. I got tired of reading. I got tired of everything. And my first introduction to myself was learning that beyond the ask and receive relationship, I didn't really have much of a relationship with God, which was a shock. It was a shock to me. It was a smear on my personality. It felt like an insult. It felt like a lot of things, because, of course, I was approaching it with pride and approaching it with what? I spent all these years in church. What do you mean? And so even in that reintroduction to myself, I learned to, more than just ask God, is to talk with God. Now, the thing about prayer is, it's such a broad topic that it starts to look kind of complex to talk about or share about. But I'm just going to say this, you know, as a disclaimer, this has just been my experience, like I said earlier, my opinion, and, you know, I'm always happy to have discussions about this. But I don't think that prayer should just be a discussion with God where you just make requests. And I don't think that those discussions should even be scheduled. So what is it like to spend time with God? First of all, I think prayer is spending time with God. And what should that be like? That should be a constant thing. And I know we hear it because I did hear that a lot prior, right? And well, in my second introduction to myself, I don't know why I'm terming it introductions to myself, but I didn't know what to call them. Anyways, in just growing, as I grew, as I learned more, what I realized was that I didn't know how to pray. And when I really started learning how to pray, I realized that there were even better ways to do it. So one thing that I've learned about prayer is it's not just making requests. It's actually spending time spending time with God, you know. And in school, in Sunday school is what I was going for. But yeah, in Sunday school, something that they teach you is that prayer is talking to God, right? And then we take that, and it's such a basic concept that we don't do it. It's crazy how when I talk about prayer sometimes with friends, and they're like, oh, so I need to find time to pray. And I'm confused. What do you mean by you need to find time to pray? Why do you need to find time to pray? It's like saying I need to find time to, and we make these examples a lot, like I need to find time to eat, or I need to find time to brush my teeth, or I need to find time to breathe. Those things are such a basic part of every day that we don't, like, I don't think about it. When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, oh, when should I brush? I don't think, oh, when should I brush? I come out, I have my morning tea, I do my ginger shots in the morning, yeah, yay health, right? I come out of bed, you know, pray, do my ginger shots, and then go and brush my teeth. Like, it's a basic part of my routine. I'm not thinking through that process of, oh, I need to brush now. Oh, and then I need to shower now. It's just what it is. If I'm going to go to bed and maybe I've had a very stressful day, I know I'm going to take a shower before bed. Like, it's not something that I have to calculate. Do you get me? It's not something where if I'm going to work out, I mentioned a lot how big I am on exercise. If I'm going to work out, I just know, oh, I'm going to work out now. It's not, I don't need to find time to, and those are even apparently, you know, habits of discipline, right? But why, when it comes to prayer, is it something that you need to find time to do? You know, I've had discussions where people would be like, yeah, I don't know, I need to get back to talking to God, and I just need to find time, even if it's just 1 hour in the morning, if I can just separate it for God. I'm not saying that's bad, because again, you know, like I said, there's a joy for people in the internet. Something that gives people internet joy is looking for something they can misunderstand or misinterpret, and, you know, take it from there. That's so, I'm not saying scheduling time for God is not good. I'm saying, why do you have to? So, an example. I remember my first relationship. It's many, 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 many moons ago, right? I remember I was, I think, 16 or 17 at the time, and I was so excited to be finally dating. So after I had agreed to be this fellow's girlfriend, he saw me off to my house. Then I saw him off a little way back. And then he finally saw me off to my house. And then I waved at him from the balcony. I'm cringing so hard. Anyways, you know, and that happened. He got home and we got on a call. And he's like, I just want to eat. I'll call you after. And after he's done eating, he calls me after. And we talk deep into the night, and it's like that, you know. It's not even my first relationship now. For everybody, when you're in a relationship with someone you truly like, right? And maybe not even to reference a relationship, because that's really easy, right? Let me reference when you have a really good friend. The ease with which they call you, the ease with which you talk to them. If something crazy happens right now, best believe, after this shoot, sending my best friend person like, yo, I was shooting today and guess what happened? Like, the atmosphere just got really, and I felt like God was there with me. And I would tell her everything in detail. And now let's even bring it further to the mother, you know, parent-children relationship. So not many parents are like this, but in my case, because I'm using my experiences to share this, right? In my case, my mother calls me almost every day. And she's telling me the same stories that she told me yesterday. But she says, I just want to check on you. I want to check that you're doing well. You know, I hope you're eating. I hope you're resting. And we talk like that every day. And in those human relationships, we don't need to schedule time. Do you need to schedule time to call your friends, your best friends? Do you need to schedule time to talk to your parents? Do you need to schedule time to talk to your members of your crew? You don't need to. So this is why I'm always like, huh? When people say, I need to schedule time to pray. And the reason for this is because I believe that prayer is talking to God. And if you're talking to God, that should not be something that is a routine. It should come to you as easily as brushing your teeth does. I mean, if you don't brush your teeth, then we're having a whole other conversation here. This is a different problem we're dealing with, right? If you're not someone who brushes your teeth often, but that's not why we're here. So just to be on point, to be on topic, right? I'm going to say, if talking to your friend, if talking to your mom, if eating, dressing up, wearing clothes, doing your work or going to school to study, if those things come easily, right? Why does talking to God? And this is the reason this is fascinating to me is because you don't have to, like, God doesn't have to sit here for you to talk to him. It could be, you could be brushing your teeth, because I think that's not my favorite thing to reference for some reason today. But yes, you could be brushing your teeth and literally praying. You could be dressing up to go out and literally praying. My point, because I always have to get here, right? My point is this, right? Praying isn't something that you have to put in your routine. Now, if you're one of those super planning types, you know, because these days I've done a lot of those personality studies, you know, and I know that the MBTI J type, is it the J or the P, likes to plan. Either way, if you're one of those super planner types, I'm like that. I like to schedule my stuff this time to this time, this time to this time. I generally have a packed schedule, so I have to schedule my stuff. But even if you don't and you just like to plan and say, okay, so between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. I would pray, that's cool, because it's a personality thing. It's not a, I think the only time I can pray is between the hours of 8 and 9. That is what I consider a problem, because if you pray between the hours of 8 and 9, there's nothing wrong with going about your day and praying between the hours of 9 and 10. You could, I mean, I think every time I get here with talking to God, I take it back to the fatherhood of God. God as a father. I mean, I have a father. Our relationship is pretty good, you know. And my father is pretty busy, so I can't always access him when I call him. But I call him or send voice notes whenever I feel like. My father pops into my mind at 11:30. I pick my phone and say, hi, father of mine, I just thought about you. I'm checking on you. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you had a great day. Sleep well, take care of yourself, all those things. So, and again, the point that I will always emphasize, God loves you more than your parents do. True talk. True talk. Your parents couldn't possibly love you more than God does. So if that's the case, why is it difficult to talk to God easily? You don't. I mean, and I get it. I did share a video at some point where I said, we need to stop treating God like some tyrant daddy in the sky. Yes, God is mighty in battle and is a consuming fire. Yes. And that's the paradox of God, in that God is a lion, but he's also a lamb. Have you seen a lamb? Do you see how cute and just peaceful those things look? You know, we would sometimes use the eagle to represent the majesty of God, but then God's spirit would descend in a dove. That's the nature of God as a father. So, and I think to myself, because whenever I'm trying to figure out dynamics of my relationship with God, and it gets tricky, right? I just simplify it by bringing it to a parent-son relationship. And so I think to myself, so I have a son, and my son wants to speak to me, and I have made it known to said son, baby boy, you can talk to me anytime. And then my son is thinking, when can I talk to mommy? I have to wait till I'm well dressed to talk to mommy. A son that I birthed, that I saw naked for all the first years of his life, that literally, you know, that circled at my breasts. Literally, this son grows up and is like, you know, I can't talk to my mom. I would be so hurt as a parent. If, for instance, I have a son, he's being bullied in school and he can't talk to me about it. Why? Like, and it's like, I don't know, I can't tell my mom. And you need something, and the only time you think you can talk to me is when you need something. And even that, you don't want to talk to me. You are trying to think, oh, let me wait till like 6 p.m. because that'll be the right time to talk to mommy. What? Like, I am your mother. It's literally an open, because I grew up in a house with like super, super discipline. My mom was the bane of my existence till I grew into an adult. We fought so much. I did not like her, I'm not gonna lie, because I was just like, she's too mean, she beats me too much. But you know what's crazy? In all of that, I still knew my mom liked me. So if I really, really needed something, or if I really, really needed to have a talk, right, I would still go meet her and talk to her. And that is based on the fact that I had the typical mother-daughter relationship where, you know, mothers and their daughters always fight, right? I had that, mostly fight. I have that relationship with my mother, but I still knew, oh gosh, I can trust this woman with this information. I would call her and say, Mom, don't tell anybody this. You know, that's even as a teenager with all my exuberance. But yeah, just to bring it back to us. And I think the reason why a lot of us struggle is because we do not have struggle with prayer. Is because we do not have the right image of who God is to us. Who is God to you? Is God a father to you? Or is he a tyrant daddy in the sky? Is all you see God as is a consuming fire? You don't see him as a gentle breeze. You don't see him as a still small voice. Then of course, talking to him is going to terrify you. And a lot of times, especially, like I always say, I grew up in traditional Christianity. So the scriptures that I heard that were repeated to me in church, were a lot around God's raging, God's anger, God's punishments, you know, just all the reasons why I couldn't even speak to God. I couldn't even see him as a father. That's what growing up in church was like for me. And then I grow up and then I get to know a father that actually cares about me. When I learned to start praying and be vulnerable with God, it's the point where I'm sweeping my house and I'm praying, like, and I'm not doing, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today as your daughter. Mm-mm. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, God, I'm struggling with this at work. It's crazy because at first it seemed like a joke, but it's super, super fun testimony I have is with my line of work, right? I get to have a lot of meetings. Something that I have taken to do, and as I'm saying this, I'm praying that none of my colleagues watch this specific episode. But something that I do is when I'm feeling burnt out, I literally say, God, I'm really tired. I don't want to have this meeting. Believe you me, that person will cancel or push the meeting forward. Like, it's crazy. It's very uncanny. But I am learning to see God as a father who genuinely cares about every aspect of my well-being. And that's what you should do. Maybe that's where you can start from. If you want to learn, if you want to be able to approach. See, I referenced that scripture in the episode where I talked about help, where it says come boldly before the throne of God. There's a reason why you're asked to come boldly. There's a reason why you're asked to. So when I was a child, right, if I did something wrong, I would run, I would hide so that my mom wouldn't see me. As an adult, if I did something wrong, I'll call my mom. I'm calling you to report myself before you hear this from someone else. And she'll be like, ah, you're so naughty, and then we'll end up laughing about it. That's what it means to come boldly, because God is still your father. That's what it says, come boldly. And coming boldly does not involve approaching with fear. And there is fear of, there's fear from honor and there's fear from terror, like, ah, it's so scary, it cannot be approached. That's not who God calls us to be. Something that is beautiful about the Bible, I think I said this one episode, if you read the Bible from beginning to end, is you see a story of a God constantly trying to draw his people close, constantly, like, guys, come on. These things I'm telling you to do, I'm telling you to do them so that you can have an easier life. Just come, let's do this together. That's the story of the Bible. That's the story of God. Is just constantly trying to get close to you. And so, I just realized that I've not referenced any scripture. So to start with, the first scripture that I'll reference for this is the very, 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 very popular scripture about prayer. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I think. I hope it's chapter 5. Yes, verse 11. I was right. Is it verse 11? Oh my gosh. I'm looping. It's not verse 11, it's verse 17. Yes. So it's one command, very short phrase. Pray without ceasing. KJV. NIV, pray continually. I could go through all the versions because it's one of my favorite, other than Jesus wept, right? Which is like, I like the really short verses because you get to memorize them. As a child who grew up in church, you know what that means. You need to know the scriptures. You need to know them, right? Amplified version says, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. So if prayer is talking to God, this scripture is literally saying, constantly talk to God. The other scriptures that point us to this, like, you know, the very popular Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, you know, they are all of those things. And that talks about studying the word, learning of God, all of those things. But you have scriptures here, like this 1 Thessalonians, which tells you, pray all the time. So talk to God all the time. Make it a habit. And if you're struggling with this, right, because it can be weird, something that I struggled with, in a place of full disclosure, something that I struggled with when I wanted to start trying to be prayerful constantly is I struggled with the idea that God was actually hearing me. I'm like, oh, am I just talking to myself? You know, real talk. Sometimes you feel that way. Sometimes, a couple times, you feel that way, like, is God really hearing me? Is God really speaking to me? So I felt that way a couple of times. But something that I noticed is, at some point, I started hearing answers. And not answers, not just words in my ears, but actions with people replicating my thoughts. You know, I said this some time ago, where I said that I don't use the weather app. It's very rare that I do. When I check the weather app, it's maybe the sun has been really hot today and I want to check how hot that is. Then I open the weather app. But if I'm going out, I just say, Lord, do I take my umbrella? Even when it's drizzling, if I hear, don't take it, I do not take it. It's probably stopped like when I'm 10 steps out of my house. So that's something that is beautiful for me. In that, talking constantly to God gives me direction. So if you're not sure how to start this, right, if you're someone who is used to, I have to pray at 6, I have to pray at 4, I have to schedule prayer times, that's cool. That's not a bad thing. But I'm saying that your relationship with God has to go beyond specific prayer times. It also has to go beyond just asking. There's that scripture that says that we should make our request with thanksgiving and supplication. So it has to go beyond asking. So the problem that a lot of people have, the reason why a lot of people make mistakes, the reason why a lot of us stumble, say things, do things, go to places we should not, is because we are not talking to God. If you're not talking to God, you are literally only hearing yourself. You are literally only hearing your direction. You know, and sometimes it's not even something great. It's a random, as I'm preparing to leave the house in the morning, just praying in the spirit. Even it's that scripture that says when you pray in other languages, it's, you know, your spirit is conversing with God, keeping that conversation with God going. Because in simple terms, God is the source of your life. It's like my phone, my battery is currently low and now I have to charge it. But imagine if my phone was always connected. It will the battery will never be low. Now, because this was not made by God, of course, the battery will overcharge at some point. But in our cases, it's not the same thing. With God, if the connection is constantly on, you're constantly powered, you're constantly directed, you're constantly able to do everything that you need to do without even worrying of, like, you don't even run out of energy. Some of the people I admire the most are maybe speakers and pastors, you know, not just pastors, speakers, or even singers, artists who do their work, have a business, you know, raise a family, have hobbies, do charity. And I'm looking at one person, I'm like, how is this person doing all of that? And then you come to find out they are very in tune with their relationship with God. One of my most admired creative people is T.Y. Bello. She's a Nigerian photographer. I have heard that on specific days of the week, she closes down her studio, no photo shoots happen. She just spends the entire day worshiping. A person like that, now she's doing so many things, you know, she's an ambassador for certain brands, doing a lot of things all over the place. And watching that, I just see somebody who is constantly connected, who is constantly tethered to her source. When you constantly talk to God, there's a constant, you know, connection. It's like being in a relationship. Some of our greatest friendships that are fizzled out from lack of communication. It wasn't because you were a bad person, it wasn't because they stopped liking, it wasn't because maybe distance or anything, it was just lack of communication. So if lack of communication is like one of the leading causes of divorce even, that's how major this is. And it would be so lovely if you took some time to see prayer like that. It's basically just communication with lover of my soul, because that's a different relationship. That relationship has its own place, different from your romantic relationships, you know, platonic relationships, professional, every other relationship. It's a special relationship in itself, and it's a relationship that you need to nurture. And the same way when you're dating or when you're married, you don't wait till, you know, it's nighttime to talk to your significant other. You don't wait till it's 4 a.m. before you have a conversation with them. And like I said earlier, if something happens here, I'm gonna call my friend right after this shoot and be like, baby girl, you will not believe what happened just now. We don't even stay in the same state. She lives about 10 hours away, right? And then we're not seeing each other, but the connection is there. And sometimes it's a video call and we're chatting for 3 hours. Yesterday we chatted for 2 hours. And we're, you know, admittedly, you know, career women, busy people. But we do those things when we love people. How much more God? How much more God? How much more our relationship with God? How much more our communications with God? So, you know, like I always say, if you did not get the point of everything that I've said today, my point is this: make prayer a daily thing, a constant thing. It shouldn't be routine. It shouldn't be scheduled. You don't have to go to church to pray. I'm not saying all of those things are bad, because, you know, it's easy to misunderstand this if you want to. So I'm not saying those things are bad. I'm not saying going to church to pray is bad. I'm not saying waiting to join an online. I do those a lot. I join, you know, midnight prayer meetings online, or early morning prayer meetings, depending on what I'm feeling like. But outside of all of that, I'm constantly keeping the relationship with me and my lover constant. So, and if you don't see God as your lover, that's fine, right? Just start with talking to him constantly. The minor things, God, I ask for a good day today, right? You can even start with your asking, and then start taking it to other things, maybe things that bothered you. I legit, you know, would have these periods where someone has upset me, driven me crazy, and I'm like, ah, because there's something, right? Something is, I'm a writer. I take a lot of pride in my job. And what that means is I have words, especially when I'm thinking about them. Right now, I've, you know, prepped for this, studied for this, and just prayed, and I'm just speaking. But generally, if I wanted to do stuff like this, I would write my notes down. So I'm the kind of person where sometimes I get offended, I get upset, and so I think about what I want to say to you. Sometimes even write them down so that I can have the most biting remarks. Like, I can But something that has changed is that now when someone pisses me off, I'm like, God, I just go to God and I'm like, this person is stressing me out. And that's all. I'm good. I'm so fine. It's so weird. So at first, you might feel silly at first when you start this, you know, but I'm going to encourage you. Highly recommend, guys. Highly recommend. Take time. Talk to God. You don't have to schedule time or anything. Talk to God when you're doing the random stuff, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're sweeping, when you're in the bus on the way to work, when you're just, you're reading a book. And you see, there are so many things that lead me back to talking to God, to be honest. It could be any random thing. I'm not even joking. And I talk to God about everything because, again, something that having good relationships does is that it gives you a safe space. I always say that my relationship with my everyone who knows me knows of my best friend. Because I always say my relationship with her is a safe space. Because I know that I'm going to tell her anything and she won't judge me. And God is all of that and much more. So for us humans, a lot of times relationships pose safe spaces to us. They pose, you know, they symbolize something big to us. They symbolize something important and intimate to us. And so what's stopping you from treating a relationship with God that way? And if your answer is because I've had this discussion with friends, and when I get here, they're like, because it doesn't exist, that's fine. It's not, this is not a forceful thing. This is always going to be a suggestion and, you know, an encouragement to you. Try it out and see what happens. You're feeling tired, you want to go out, you need some help, say, God, help me. God, please give me strength today. You're feeling frustrated, say, God, I'm really tired today. I don't know why. And just rant. At some point, you will be able to tell that there's a difference, because you will know that you're being heard, and you will start to see responses in places you never expected. And you know, just generally, guys, right? Because I'm about to wrap this up. I always start out like this. I always end up sitting like this. I just noticed. Sorry, it's a force of habit. Anyways, I just say habit. It's a force of habit. English. Anyways, guys. Point of this is constantly, right, make it a habit. Talk to God about the big things, about the little things. I go as far as, you know, prepping to God. I'm like, God, what should I wear? I go as far as that. So sometimes I've worn something, and for most people that know, my style is like big pants and just easy, comfortable clothes, because the body, the brain is doing a lot. I need to be comfortable, right? But sometimes I've dressed up, I'm about to put on my sneakers, and it's like, nah, you're changing to a dress. Sometimes it's a dress, nah, you need pants today. Sometimes I've dressed, I look so cool, and I'm just like, I just hear it. Because I'm like, oh, and I'm just like, take your hoodie. And I hold my hoodie, right, and I go out. And it's sunny, and I'm wondering, why did I hold this hoodie? But right after my meeting, someone says, I think we should go for lunch. And then we enter this restaurant, and it's Siberia. It is literally a cold room. It is literally Sapporo. Like, it's cold. And everybody's like, and now people now have to, you know, get drinks, get warm, eat food. But I just put on my hoodie because someone told me to take my hoodie when I was leaving home. That's the kind of joy. That's the kind of direction. That's the kind of ease you experience when talking to God is a habit. Sometimes it's as minor as, see this hair, right? Sometimes it's as minor as a random reminder right at the entrance of my house, take your hairband. And so I have my hairband and we're going, and then somewhere along the line, I just have to do something and my hair is frustrating me. And it's the minor things, because your hair gets in your face, you do this, and sometimes you just get frustrated. You are now irritated. Someone does something, it touches you wrong because you're already irritated. It's those minor things. It's not always, so the effects of talking to God are not always, sometimes because we've sensationalized a relationship with God, sometimes we always expect like big signs, giant happenings, great miracles, as proof that God is with you, or as proof that you're being directed, or as proof of a miracle. But most times, it's not those things. Sometimes it's the little things. Sometimes it's a shift in attitude. Sometimes it's It's just how you would have responded to something versus how you're responding now. And all of that comes from constant communication. You know why? Because who you talk to will affect how you talk. You will talk like the people talking to you. You will act like the people you are hanging around. You will, you know, everything that you portray is a culmination of the things that are coming into you and the things you are embracing. And if what you are embracing a lot is God in random communication, you would generally just start to carry his presence. So I just want to encourage you. I don't know how many times I've said I just want to encourage you, but I'm going to say it again. I just want to encourage you, right? Especially if you're the kind of person who has struggled with the concept of prayer or talking to God. It's not hard. It's easy. Just think to yourself that God is hearing me and say whatever comes to mind. It doesn't even have to be formal, right? I go all out. I'm like, God, you're messing with me, because if you're not messing with me, why don't I have a car right now? That's how I pray for a car these days. I mean, there are days where I'm like, I thank you, Lord, because I know you've given me my car. But most days, you know, the cab drivers are driving me crazy. I'm just like, God, I don't know what the lesson is in this, but you gotta give me this car real quick. Because God is my Father. So just, you know, start from a place where you start to see God as who he is, a Father and the lover of your soul. The lover of your soul. Your soul is the very imprint of your existence. The actual source code. At work, in marketing or product design, we call it the single source of truth. God is the single source of truth of your existence. He loves you. He cares. He's connected to everything that concerns you. But you need to embrace that for ease. You know, there's one of my favorite scriptures. It's that scripture. Are you burdened, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Watch how I do it. Work with me and walk with me, and I will show you how to live. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. See, that's this, to paraphrase, is that scripture says, come to me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So those things won't come to you if you don't go to God. One of the coolest way to go to God is coolest ways rather to go to God is just to accept him, you know, that he is. I was gonna go into another scripture. I always say, like, these things, I'm not here to preach, like, I'm not here to use scripture, but I always get there. I don't know why. I'm giving up now. Like, I guess we'll get there into the scriptures. I'm getting excited. I gotta calm down. Anyways, that's all I came here to say today. Don't make prayer an event. Don't make it a whole thing that you have to do. Don't make it something that is so great. Make it a part of your daily life. Talk to God. Engage God. Let him engage you. You know, that's it. So, you know, start with easy prayers. Just do wake up and say, hi, God. Good morning. Thank you for another day. Because, yeah, that's the first thing I say every day is thank you, God, for today. I always say that. Like, I open my eyes and it's just, thank you, God, for today, or thank you, God, for a new day. So yeah, engage God, learn to embrace the access that you have in him, and then the biggest outcome of this, other than direction and peace and ease and all that, is joy. Because if you're constantly talking to somebody, they are constantly around you, and the presence of God is the fullness of what? Joy. If you did not know that, I expected you to answer me, but just in case you did not, it's joy. In the presence of God, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. the words, you see, when I get excited, my brain is moving faster than my mouth. It's a mess. Anyways, that's all for today. So the song for today is another old worship song that I like, right? This is pretty simple. You probably know it because it's pretty popular. It's Desperate for You. I think that's the title. I don't know. But you know. And I'm desperate for you. Right. So I like that song because it just talks about being desperate for God. And right on the heels of that. Blah, 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 and right on the heels of that, another worship song is I Want More of You. So that's this is by Sinach, I'm sure of that. It's I Want More of You. It's a popular song too. Pretty old, but you know, pretty great for what we've talked about. So you can listen to it if you want. It can start from there. And I specifically like the lyrics of this song because it's You Make My Life So Beautiful. As you are, you have made me on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Those are really heavy words. I mean, sometimes we listen to the melody and forget about the lyrics. But this one, just focus on the lyrics when you listen. And you know, when you listen, maybe think about this in terms of just your prayer life. And yeah, talk to God every day, every time, every hour. Trust me, it's constantly listening, guys. Constantly, constantly listening. And that's all for today. And finally, I just want to say, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you're as healthy in body as you're strong in spirit. Thank you for watching or listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.